Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. It is December 2021, and I literally just clicked publish on my top 2022 tech a week ahead of the end of the year. Anyway, looking forward, I'll share that link with people as soon as it's available. It is an annual tradition, something I've done for the last 5 or 6 years. I did it sporadically before then, but I always forgot and ended up publishing it in January rather than publishing it in December. So it is one of those things, I guess. You know, you don't always think about what time it is. Months pass, weeks pass, years pass, and suddenly it's December again. Anyway, a couple of other things. Listening to some of the interesting conversations going on right now about the reality of the COVID situation kind of makes me sad. I understand that, you know, it is a personal decision to choose to have a vaccine or not to have a vaccine. I am not out protesting people that don't have vaccines, and I'm not going to protest vaccines either. So I'm just going to leave it as at this point. I would wish everyone best of luck. I hope that no one gets sick through the holidays and that we make it to the other side of next year, all being okay. It is a difficult situation, and I would not wish it upon anyone. So, a couple of other kind of cleanup things. Spent some time looking at football over the weekend. I haven't really had a chance to do a lot of football game watching. I did watch the Bears on Thanksgiving in honor of my grandfather. The very first football game I remember paying attention to was Thanksgiving Day. The Bears were playing the Lions back when the Bears and the Lions played every year. And I do remember asking my grandfather at the time, bouncing on his knee, you know, "Grandpa, what team are we for?" And he turned me around and looked at me very seriously, and he said, "You're a Bears fan now, and you always will be." Which is funny, because later in life, my grandfather also supported the Packers, as well as the Bears. But, you know, my grandmother was a Packers fan. My grandfather was both a Bears and a Packers fan. And I do love the Packers. Big fan of Brett Favre, big fan of Bart Starr, and a big fan of Aaron Rodgers. So seems like Green Bay has always had better quarterbacks than the Bears, and that's made a huge difference. But the Bears always had Walter Payton, and in my book, I'll take Walter Payton any day of the week. Better football player than I think the game has ever seen and ever will see again. He could do more, neither here nor there. The other thing is, it's big into the college basketball season, and I do adore college basketball. I enjoy watching somewhat amateur athletes. They're no longer purely amateur because they can now take endorsements to a degree. And so there is a level of, professionalism now in the sport. But the reality is, you know, an 18-year-old kid doesn't have the maturity and the understanding of the game of basketball that a 28-year-old adult does. Time, practice, just like anything. The more you practice, the more time you have, the better you get, right? There is the old 10,000 hours rule. 10,000 hours being a little bit more than 5 years of time. So if you think about an 18-year-old kid, you know, 13 to 18 is 5 years where you're going to struggle to gain mastery. But, you know, 18 to 23, you have the opportunity to gain mastery. It's why so many kids that were recruited by the NBA or were drafted by the NBA, you know, dropped out after a year of being in the NBA, what would have been their college freshman year. The reason for that was that they hadn't made that transition yet. It's not an easy transition to make. I still feel sorry for most of those folks that struggled. But anyway, my name's Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and happy holidays.